Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So happy to have you on this fantastic Friday, getting ready for the weekend. I hope you had a blessed day. I truly did as well. Guys, I'm just telling you, God is just doing some great things in the kingdom of God. And I just find it an honor and a privilege to be able to use this platform to be able to share some of the great guests that come on and are telling you about some of the things that they are doing to make an impact in a positive way. Our guest tonight is a wonderful, phenomenal a woman of God. I know I'm probably going to say her last name wrong, but I'm just going to call her Professor Anita. That way, when she comes on, she can actually tell you how to pronounce her last name. But she is currently proposing an African Roots and Heritage Study Tour, History 299, and that's something that she has been conveying during the summer term of this year. And the study tour is to engage students, staff, and community members in the history of their people, the religion, the language, and the culture of Ghana, Togo, and Benin. And these are all Western African countries as it relates to the transatlantic slave trade. She and I talked a little bit last night, and she is just such a wonderful woman, a sweet spirit. And I told her to kind of, you know, share with you that project as well as some of the other things that God has really placed on her heart. So she's going to come on with us shortly. But before we do that, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you for everything that you have allowed to take place, because we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you, Father. So we thank you. We ask you to forgive us if there's anything that we may have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight. And we ask you just to have your way in us today. Have your way on this radio show. God, speak through us. Make the airways clear, Father God. Be with our guests as she comes on and to share some of the wonderful things that she is doing, and she is getting ready to empower and speak into our listening audience for tonight. Make their hearts pure, make their hearts be receptive to what she is going to deposit into them tonight as well. And God, we just give you all the glory and all the honor, for you are truly worthy to be praised. For it is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So without further ado, I want to bring this awesome woman of God on. And Anita, are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you this evening?
I am very well, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, because I know that you are a busy lady as well, to come on and to share you know, what you got going on. We talked a little bit last night, and like I said, you shared your heart with me, and I want you to kind of, you know, tell our listening audience a little bit about the African Roots and Heritage Study that you've got going on, and then anything else that you want them to know about you. But first of all, tell them a little bit of your background and, you know, and what you're doing and how you got started in this.
Okay. First of all, I want to greet you by saying Okwaba, which means welcome in the Cree language of the people from Ghana. And then I want to say Nanga Def, which is Wolof. And these people are from Senegal. Okay. And my name is D-I-O-P, last name, and that is a Wolof name that I get from my husband, who is from Senegal. So my last name is pronounced Jup.
What? I would have never gotten that.
Many people don't realize it and want to pronounce it with the English phonetics. But just a little bit about me. I am an African-American cultural historian, and I specialize in the culture and the arts of West Africa. And I teach African-American history as well as I teach American history at a local college. But my interest in terms of the African Roots and Heritage Study Tour is a call from the ancestors. There's a spiritual awakening that's happening, and those that have to hear, they are hearing the voice of the ancestors calling them to return back to Africa. And I wanted, so I put together a what is called a Sankofa, which is another tree word of the people of Ghana that means to go back and pick up the gems of the past. And in so doing, as African Americans, science has allowed us, those that were descendants of slaves, removed from Africa so many generations ago, modern science has allowed us to be able to take a DNA test that will actually pinpoint the actual land region in which we come from. So over a third of the Africans, Americans that reside in America today came from this region in Ghana and also in Togo and Benin. So in answering the call, I actually myself had my DNA test done. And I've made my pilgrimage back to Africa. Actually, I have gone to 22 different countries in Africa. And additionally, some of that is for history and research. And the other part is I am actually a delegate that represents the African Americans in the United States to the African Union. So whenever the African Union, Pan-African Congress calls a session, I am the one that goes and represents for the United States of America.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Wow. Now, Anita, let me ask you this question. How did you get put in that position? Were you elected? Were you selected? Was there some type of, did you have to do anything in particular? Tell our listeners how, you know, that door opened for you.
Well, that door opened for me back in 2010. Mm-hmm. One of the elders in the community came to me and told me about the 6th Regional Diaspora Caucus, and I didn't know anything about the 6th region. And so she explained to me that Africa, the continent, is split into 5 different regions, the north, south, east, west, and central. And the African Union had created a 6th region, okay? And the 6th region is all of those individuals and descendants of those that was removed from the continent through the transatlantic slave trade, okay? So in lining up with the scripture, it says that Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hand. Union headquarters is located in Ethiopia. In 2012, the African Union gave a mandate for those in the diaspora or the 6th region to organize themselves that they may have representatives to come sit at the table and help develop policy in towards moving Africa and the development of Africa forward. And that mandate says that Africa cannot go forward until it is reconnected with those that were lost. So in answer to that call, my city at the time, Columbus, Ohio, held a town hall meeting, and I was nominated to be a representative. And once I was nominated, there was an election process, and I was elected to be the representative for the state of Ohio. And then when we went to our convention, Heart of the Sixth Region, then I was elected as the international representative. And since I have been elected the international representative, I have served on two Pan-African Congresses as well as three minister of culture meetings and various other high-level meetings.
Wow, so that with is that, phenomenal.
So with that, it energizes me. I believe with the very first minister of cultures meeting that I attended, I was labeled the Spirit of Africa.
Wow.
So
now let me ask you a question. Now with that, as far as reaching back to us, the United States, is there with that, or you know, how does your office operate in order to be able to educate?
Well, I do public programming where I bring that platform to the community throughout the whole state of Ohio, and now I'm, you know, rebased in the state of Kentucky. So I'm beginning to outreach and begin to, you know, spread the word in Kentucky as well as Tennessee, because I live right on the border, so I do a lot of programming in both states.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, if let's say for myself, I'm in North Carolina, and this is interesting because my my aunt, she taught, well, she's very definitely into it, but she taught African American studies at one of the colleges. Well, two colleges here in Charlotte, where I'm from, and she had the opportunity. It's been several years ago because she's like 80. I think my aunt's birthday was like 83, 84. But she, when she went into depth and with her studies, she did the same thing that you did. She took the DNA test and was able to pinpoint where her roots came from and got an opportunity to go over to Africa to. And I don't even remember what part it was, but she got to go over, and they gave her her African name that would have been what when she went there. And now, so when you got the opportunity to go back over, talk about that experience, because I've been to Africa twice. I've been to Burundi and I've been to Cape Town. On mission trips, but never. I've always wanted to go to Guyana. But talk about the experience once you got over there, and what you were able to discover, you know, about your ancestors from that area.
Well, there's a very warm welcome. I've never felt more at home than when I go to Africa. Like I said, I've been to 22 different countries, and you would think, well, you know, it would be different, but every new country I go to, I still get that same great, awesome welcome. The people are so hospitable. The hospitality is just none that I have experienced throughout the world. I've been to four different continents. But the number one thing that me attracted to and continually go is that oneness with God. I remember a time I was in South Africa, and I was just standing on top of the mountain. Actually, it was called Tabletop Mountain. And I just felt the Spirit of God just so strong.
Yes.
It was just there. Everywhere you go, you can feel the Spirit of God and the strength that I have not felt it on this soil. So it's something peculiar about that feeling. It keeps drawing me and drawing me. And I just feel wonderful. I feel renewed and revived every time that I go. So I encourage everyone to do their Sankofa, because everyone is not going to experience it the same, but to experience will be a life-changing experience for yourself and your family. You're going to have an impact. I was just visiting with my nephew up in Ohio just a few days ago, and now I'm here down in Alabama visiting with my other nephew, and I was just showing him some pictures, and he's like, yeah, you know, I tell everybody, I know Africans, I'm from Africa, and my auntie goes all the time. And, you know, so he's spreading what I have been teaching him, what I experienced. So he's getting people interested in connecting. And I think the number one thing is connecting with people that you don't know, but you really do know. I did a workshop last month about reconnecting with yourself. I actually introduced some 13-year-olds to themselves, because there's people in Ghana, the Dinkshura and the Brum people were the number one people that were exported out of Africa, and they are the people that make up the ones here in the United States. And so I did this little exercise to introduce them to people that they know, and yet people they don't know. And that don't know part is the part of who the African Americans were before they came to America.
Yes, yes, I
when
love it.
When we opened up this conversation, the Nanga Def, and what that means for me is when I speak an African language, I get to hear the voice of my ancestors.
Yes, yes.
We recognize French. We recognize Italian. We recognize Spanish. But if I say Nanga Def, you know, what is she talking about? So it's in me a mission to make everyone familiar with just simply how to say hello in an African tongue.
Wow. I love it. Oh, I love it. Now, I definitely want to make sure that I ask you this question, because I'm even interested myself, because my family, on my mother's side, we do a family reunion every year. And so we have an aunt that's a librarian. And so she's done some, you know, extensive digging into our background and, you know, our African heritage and things like that. But how does one go about
DNA companies online, and I don't know if I have the liberty to call their names out, but they have one specifically for African people that will detail down to the tribe and the village that your DNA comes from. And then there's others that will detail down to at least the geographical region. May not give you the actual village, but it's say at least Ghana or Cameroon or Angola or Senegal. Okay, so you have an idea of possibly who you may come from. So there's several online. Usually the turnaround time is about 3 to 4 weeks to get your results. One of the things that I'm engaging in is to talk with the ambassadors of the countries in which I'm coming from, and to engage them in a ceremony to welcome me back into the community. So that's another trip. It won't be this particular trip, but another trip where I am working on that with the officials in Cameroon.
Okay. And now last night we were talking about that you had been working on trying to do a trip for this summer, correct? And you were saying that you tell our listening audience about that, because I know we had talked about you were still looking for people that wanted to be a part of that. Kind of give them some information if we've got some listeners on that may be interested in taking a trip like that.
Okay, well, the trip is going to convene May the 23rd and go through June the 5th, 2016. We will cover the country of Ghana, the country of Togo, as well as Benin. I have a Facebook page that's called African Roots and Heritage Study Tour. You can click on that page and find out, you know, there's a flyer of all the general information regarding that particular trip. An individual or group or association can call me at 614-390-8864 to inquire about any other information. And also they can email me at AnitaMDIOP@gmail.com.
Right. And actually, guys, I am sharing it on my Facebook page right now. So if you guys want to go to my Facebook page, I just posted it on there, and we're also going to put it on our Let's Talk Kingdom Facebook page as well, so you guys can reach out to Professor Anita. I am just, you know, I'm sitting here like, oh, God, I wish I just had more time. We got maybe about seven more minutes. Another question that I wanted to ask you as well, talk about how important it is for African Americans here now, I don't care what your age is, how important it is for you to know, you know, where you came from.
Well, I think the reason why it's important, identity. What does it mean? How you identify yourself, how you see yourself in your community determines how you will act within your community. If you are only told of a bad past, you're only going to see yourself as marginal or minimized. But when you recognize that you have a glorious past and you have cousins actually on the other side of the water that's doing great things, it has a way to build your self-esteem. And actually, through this DNA test, I actually found a cousin that was actually here in Georgia and that was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and she was grafted back into our family. And so the DNA test is wonderful. But I think in terms of our history here in America, we can develop and grow new roots and be self-determined and have that self to being better citizens wherever we live in the world.
Amen. I truly agree. Now, do you get an opportunity to take this this study to different I know you said earlier that you were able to take it, was it to an elementary school? How is that being received when you go in to the public schools? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's some resistance because of, you know, the opposition of your the competition of teaching, you know, the history, the American history. Do you find sometimes that there is some opposition with, you know,
being able to go in and teach? I have not personally come into the opposition yet, and I will contribute it to my teaching style. I have taught all types of races, being Asian, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanics, and they all love me. They love my message. So I have not come into that opposition yet. Initially, when I went into a mixed classroom, so to speak, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to bite my tongue here and bite my tongue there or be careful at what I say. But I found that I didn't have any problems. And the students love me. They gravitate to me. They see me as someone that will give them good knowledge.
Wow. And I think that's what it is. And I can just tell that just by your voice and your spirit. It's because I think we hunger and want to know. And when you hunger and you want to know, then that makes the experience so much more better. And when you can pretty much feel when you have an audience that really wants to learn, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And what I found is that, especially with the youth, they're looking for guidance. And they look at the world, they see things that are wrong with the world. And one of the things that I lead each and every class with is owning your citizenship. If you claim to be an American citizen, then how do you want America to be? And as college students or elementary students or even junior high school students, you can make the America the way you want it. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to influence change? If you see negative things, how will you make a change? And actually, my class that I have going on now, their final assignment is to offer solutions to racial problems in America. And this is an all-Caucasian class. So that's their task. They have to come up with a way to solve the racial problems in America. Because look at the 60s. It was college students that were at the forefront of the civil rights movement.
That's right.
So I compared them to those students. I said, now they had social issues that they were dealing with in their day. They were going to college in their various professions so they can make a living and life for themselves. But they also took out time to address the issues of today. So you're in college today, and there's issues of today, and you're going about your life to make a better life, but what impact will you have as a college student? So that's
exactly
their, you know, their end of the semester assignment, that they have to come up with a project, and they have to engage a lot of parts of society in order to make this project feasible. Some of them have opened up Twitter accounts. Some have opened up Facebook accounts and gotten a live audience to feed into how can we solve the racial problem in America.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a child I'm not going to say African American, Caucasian child, to come up and say, you know, we did the testing and come to find out that they had to Africa?
No, I haven't. I haven't had anyone come up to say that, but I did at one Hispanic organization after I got finished with the Black History Month program. They came up to me and said, we trace our roots back to Africa, too. We all came from Africa. So presentation is everything. A persuasive argument is everything. So I've been, like I said, I've been in a lot of different audiences, and they receive the message that I have to give.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Well, Professor Anita, we are coming up on the top of the hour. Our show ends at 7, and I just want to thank you so much. I'm going to send you my email address because I want some information, and I want to be able to pass this information along to my family so we can do that for ourselves. And I'll also, if I find anything that I can, I would like to post it so others that would like that also, that information as well, if they're curious about, I really want to find out about their roots and their history going back to Africa. I'm going to be emailing you. But we're out of time. Thank you so much again, Kingdom Citizens. I pray that, you know, you guys have heard and are feeling like, I'm feeling like, okay, I want to know more. I want to know more. You can, again, you know, I posted Professor Anita's flyer out on my Facebook page, and I just posted it on the Let's Talk Kingdom page. So if you guys are interested in that trip or if you want more information, please, please, please reach out to her. And she has a wealth of information that she would love to pass on to you. And so I definitely encourage you to do that as well. So, again, we are up to the top of the hour. And Professor Anita, I always ask my guests to close the show out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you would do that for us tonight.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to live our lives in accordance to thy will. I pray that we have uplifted, motivated, and inspired the audience tonight, oh God, that it will settle on their heart, that they will reach out and ask questions. They can email me, they can call me, they can check out the Facebook page. And we ask, God, I'm just going to ask for good mental health to all of your children, good physical health to all of your children. For those that's puzzled, God, clear their minds. For those that's heart is heavy, Lord, lift it up. In thy mighty name, I thank you. I thank you for living through Katrina and allowing
thank
this
you,
platform
Lord.
To go forth. In thy mighty name, oh great God, we thank you and we say amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, you guys have a fantastic weekend. I love you. Professor Anita, we love you and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.